Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the show and bring up anything. It is the Tuesday night edition. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, as we always are. We do it six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, from 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You can take control of the phones. Personal, political, whatever you want to talk about goes if you make the call. If you don't, we have to bring stuff up, and we've got a plethora of things to talk about tonight, as always.
Of course, we do.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there, including the archives. Last 6 days of the show are fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There is no logging in, and there's no membership fee. There's none of that. You just go to freetalklive.com, and there they are. It's that simple. In fact, you can even sign up for the podcast, and then we'll deliver the archives to you automatically every night. You don't even have to put any effort into it anymore.
We are the number one podcast in the world.
Hey, absolutely we are. Thanks to your votes. If it wasn't for you guys going to podcastalley.com and voting for the show, we'd be nothing.
We just talk on microphones.
Yeah, exactly.
The listeners that make the show.
It really is. And so it's not just via your phone calls, but it's also via your email interaction and going to vote. You can actually go straight to vote.freetalklive.com if you haven't done so yet this month. So again, check out freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed, freestateproject.org. So, I know you wanted to get to this Supreme Court judge, Montana Supreme Court, who basically raked the federal government over the coals, right, in one of his opinions that he wrote.
It's
something about George Orwell's police state or something.
Just like that.
We're going to get to that probably coming up tonight. Again, your calls are primary 1-800-259-9231. But I wanted to get to a few emails here.
Okay.
We've got some good ones that came in. And the email address is ftl@freetalklive.com. We don't guarantee to read your emails, but it could happen. This one came in from Chad. He says, subject line, BS laws. I got a nice in-progress story that would easily have been solved if we had the freedoms that people say that we do. About 8 years ago, my grandfather died, and in his will, he left my mother with his home. He didn't live in it for quite some time, so it was relatively out of shape. My dad, brother, and I spent a summer fixing it up to make it livable, so we can rent it out to someone. My mom, having the large heart that she does, allowed a couple to move in for pretty cheap rent. No contracts. Huge mistake. They stopped paying rent after 6 months, and the law sided with them because they lived in the house. They didn't have, must have been a homesteading sort of a thing, because they weren't paying rent. They didn't have to pay rent because they needed the house to live. They, allegedly. They had someone
else live on the street. Lots of people did.
They had someone else go on the property with an RV and then charged them more rent than my mom had asked for.
Oh, my.
They were mooching and stealing our hard work. And the law said it was okay.
God.
Eventually, the person in the RV, not who wasn't in on the scheme, was notified by my parents and agreed to find another place to live. So then the couple living in the house basically used it as a junkyard for their old appliances, as they own an appliance store and repair shop. My parents got the power turned off and the water turned off, so it's considered uninhabitable. And they then went to a lawyer who charged them $300 just to look at the case. And ended up doing absolutely nothing about it. They then decided to do a little bit of research of their own and found out a way to get these people out, which has something to do with proving the place has been abandoned for 6 months, so therefore the place is obviously not needed by them anymore, basically returning the ownership of it or the control of it to the actual owners of the property.
I can't see how they couldn't just move in and go live in the house that get turn the power back on and go live in it. One of the family members.
You mean one of the people that was
kind nobody's
of,
here. I live here.
You're talking about one of the family members that owns the property?
Yes.
Okay. Well, all the old appliances and anything else on the property will be officially abandoned, belonging to us on the 19th of this month. We changed the locks on the door, so I guess that means they must have... They turned off the power, they shut off the water, so eventually they probably left. These people probably left. At that point, they went in, changed the lock so they couldn't get back in. The only thing that he says they could do would be to, bust down the door in order to get in. He says, if we were really free people, a year and a half ago when they started this nonsense, we could have easily gone and forced them off of our land. Problem solved. But instead, we spent all this time looking into the law and being completely effed over because of technicalities.
What state is this? Just out of curiosity.
Ooh, he does not specify that.
I'm betting it sounds California-esque.
Or Massachusetts, who knows. But anyway, he says, so thanks, America. Also, you've been right about the majority of the things that you talk about on the show, and it's really difficult to notice this sort of thing because it's been so subtle over the years. I think what he's referring to is the growth of government.
Yes, the loss of freedoms.
Yeah, the loss of freedoms.
Which always goes together. You can't have a big government without a loss of freedom.
So he says, thank you for opening my eyes. Chad in California. There you go, man.
Yep, well, it's nice to be vindicated. I thought it sounded California-esque.
So, Chad, we appreciate you listening. We're sorry to hear about that. Our suggestion, of course, is to get yourself to New Hampshire as soon as possible.
Yes, well, it does seem to be our solution for everything.
It really seems to be the best solution. I mean, for people that have some sort of love for liberty, we all got to get together
at this point. When the commercial says it's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime, well, I guess that's what we mean.
Well, if someone can come up with a better chance, I'd love to hear about
it. We became Free State Project members before they ever sponsored the show. It's because we believe in the program that they are actually a sponsor of the show.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. The show about your calls. Let's talk to Dan in Alabama. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, not much. I'm calling about a subject that I don't know very much about, and I'm hoping you guys do.
Okay.
Recently, I've taken a second job as a...
I do know a lot about working my butt off, yes.
Working in a coffee shop.
Okay.
And one thing that they use there is a lot of fair trade coffee.
Fair trade coffee?
Now, I'll tell you what my understanding is, and then I'll let you guys give me your take on it.
Okay.
My understanding is that at some point someone said market value for the coffee coming out of South America just isn't enough. These people should be paid more.
Okay.
The coffee they're producing.
I see.
And so companies that specialize in fair trade coffee were established, where they offer a higher price for the coffee than the going market value.
Okay.
As far as I know, there's no government coercion involved, but I really don't know. I know that there are some other political parties that are proponents of fair trade, which I think is government.
They like to use the phrase "let's level the playing field."
Right, but as far as the coffee situation, I don't really know what that is. I mean, if companies are just voluntarily paying more money for the coffee, then that seems like it would be okay with me. Although I think it might kind of skew the coffee market.
Well, there's a certification that goes into the fair trade coffee trade.
How do you know?
Because I've looked into this stuff.
Okay.
There's a certification that companies voluntarily enter into in order to be called a fair trade community coffee thing. And pardon me if I don't know all the terminology. I'm just drawing this from memory.
So there's some sort of third party organization like the fair trade group that certifies these.
Right. And it's just it's just for coffee.
Uh-huh.
Because America consumes so much coffee that basically it's, you know, how can we make it, you know, even for the little guy.
Right.
So we support Free Talk Live and libertarians support voluntary certification programs for any industry out there.
Sure, if paying more for your coffee makes you feel good because you're supporting a certain community of coffee growers,
right,
then by all means. And I think you're right, Dan, that it's not a government program.
When the government jumps in and says, fair trade, that's when you need to watch out.
Look out.
That's when you need to grab your wallet and run for the hills, is when the government says, we're here to help.
Yeah, in this case, it's just one company that's trying to, they're trying to increase their sales by saying, hey, look at us, we care about the community, and that's cool. Thanks for the call, Dan. 800-259-9231, as long as you're not forced to buy their coffee. That would be a problem.
Yes.
More coming back. This is your show. Can you imagine how bad government coffee would be? This is Free Talk Live.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
At ReasonToFreedom.com, our motto is that reason is a natural, life-giving activity of the mind. We regard independent thinking as the most important virtue, as well as the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the voice of the Reason Liberty Movement. ReasonToFreedom.com consists of timely political and philosophical commentary, a regular human interest column by Truman West, movie reviews by Popcorn and the Kernels, insightful book reviews, golf reviews, and much, much more. Free your minds and tap into the mainstream of the Reason Liberty Movement at ReasonToFreedom.com. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those they oppress. Fight the power with ReasonToFreedom.com. Find out why, if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. The 10-step program to sanity, freedom, and world peace. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show and bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We will send you an update, an email, whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. And we're going to have some cool announcements coming up later on this month.
If they're anything like what you've been telling me today and yesterday, yes,
I can't say much more. Even though we do have an agreement in from a new radio station, I can't announce which one it is quite yet. So that's on the way, coming up sometime. If you're on the updates list, you'll be the first person, one of the first people to know about that. And you can sign up for the updates just by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
And we hope you'll be as happy about it as we are.
Yeah, let's go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Kurt in Nevada. Kurt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good,
hey,
sir. What's on your mind, Kurt?
Well, I was just interested. Now, every time you guys start the show, you have the National Network News on.
Yeah.
And
USA Network News.
Yeah, mm-hmm. USA. And I know you guys don't particularly like that brand of news very much.
Oh.
And it's kind of propaganda.
Is that, I don't really listen to it. Usually we're in here doing things during the news break.
What I was wondering, do you guys have any control on whether that's on or not?
How interesting that you asked that question. That might be one of those exciting announcements that we have up in the future. We've talked to the network about possibly replacing the news break with something like the Free Talk Live news with Manwich or something.
That'd be great. I'd love to hear that.
So we're working on that. It'll give us a great excuse to get an extra 5 minutes of showtime as opposed to on the news. Now, of course, some of our radio station affiliates would probably opt not to carry it because a serious news talk station, they have to break for the news at the top of every hour.
You guys know that it's pretty much propaganda, all that news.
Yeah, absolutely. But
if you can, I would really appreciate you guys getting that off the air, and I'd rather listen to you than that propaganda.
Well, Kurt, I'll say this. It's in the works. If you want to, hurry the process along, email Ted Anderson at gcnlive.com and tell him that you want to hear more Free Talk Live.
Yeah, is it a network problem or is it?
It's not even a problem. It's just something that needs to be changed, and I can see it changing within the next few months.
Oh, great! That'd be fabulous.
Thanks for the call, Kurt.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks, sir. Bye bye. 800-259-9231.
See, now I always liked USA Network News comparatively to the other radio networks out there. You've got Fox and ABC and right. USA, and I can't remember who, Clear Channel has its own. This evening's news with Manwich. Tonight we're going to be talking about a Montana Supreme Court case where the judge has called it 1984 all over again.
Also, protesters out in front of President Bush's ranch right now. We're going to be talking to them.
Yes, we'll see how many go to prison.
It's not that hard to do the news. No. So it could happen. You never know. We're working on it, all right? We promise.
It probably won't be. It'll be live news as opposed to the produced stuff that generally goes on those things.
It'll be the Free Talk Live news.
Yeah,
yeah, we'll have fun. We'll comment and stuff like that. Anyway, let's go to Doug in Minnesota. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel. Hello.
Hey, can I be like a field reporter?
we'll deputize you.
Yeah,
pay you, Doug, of course.
we don't do that.
Might be a worthy cause, though. You know, I'd be a little budding journalist here.
Right on. What's on your mind tonight, man?
Well, here's the scoop here. I was just thinking and having a conversation with a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. You know, the price of freedom is?
Eternal vigilance.
Exactly. And it seems to me that that is where this wonderful experiment of America has maybe fallen down.
Mm-hmm. We haven't been eternally vigilant?
Exactly. And really, why should we have to be? You know, we want to live our lives and make some money and have a family.
Yeah, it takes effort to pay attention to what's going on in the world.
It does, and especially in this country, to maintain our liberties. And since that part of the formula seems to have needs to be changed or something, I mean, have you guys thought about what could we do differently or better, or what could be?
I don't know if you can change that formula. I think that's pretty set in stone that if you want to retain your liberties, you want to retain your rights, you have to fight for them. Constantly.
I'm sort of the opinion that I believe we have to have a government, and I believe the nature of a government is to grow and become invasive. It's kind
so
of like
why
having,
you want to have one.
It's
I'm
like
not sure.
Having ferns, you uh-huh. know? Ferns uh-huh. go everywhere. I don't know where you're from, but here in Florida, those things just spread. It's, imagine English ivy then.
And hey, we got buckthorn up here.
There you go. Pick your favorite variety of semi-attractive, invasive plant, mm-hmm. and you can have it in a little pot, and it'll do its little job, but pretty soon it'll grow out of the pot, and then
right.
it'll grow like along the ground.
You got to cut that sucker back.
Yeah, you got to keep it cut back.
And you got to cut it back. So I wonder if there's something, maybe some amendments to the Constitution that, you know,
it doesn't matter, man. It doesn't matter what's been written in the Constitution because they just ignore the whole thing. And nobody, if we're not paying attention to what they're doing, they get away with it all, as they have been. So you can write whatever you want in the Constitution, and they'll just ignore it.
I'll tell you, we'd go a long way just to return ourselves to, or not return necessarily, but to get ourselves to a private metal-backed currency to handling the government. That's one of the ways that we really lost control.
Yeah, no doubt.
There's a lot of ways, but you know, one idea is that the Constitution is a philosophical statement, sort of, which is pretty cool and makes sense, and that's why it lasts. No matter what era you're in, because right. it's a philosophy. So maybe a more specific constitution where we're talking about, like, remember Oceania? You remember that concept? The guy was trying to build an island somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Country. Their constitution, I believe, was very long and very specific, so there could be no misinterpretation.
I think the longer it is, the worse off you are, personally.
It might be. It gets tedious, but
I think you need to keep it simple. I think it could be done more specifically, absolutely. I mean, back when they were doing the Constitution, you had the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists, and of course the Federalists were really the Anti-Federalists, and the Anti-Federalists were really the Federalists, and they were all arguing over what should be in there, and the so-called Federalists were really the ones that were for more central control. And that's where we got a lot of these loopholes. That's where a lot of the bad parts of the Constitution came from. So it could be done better, I suppose, but even if you do make it more specific, it's still going to take people being vigilant and watching over these bureaucrats to make sure they're not violating it, because it's clear they will not enforce upon themselves.
I think we do have to make it more specific. We've learned, and just as they had learned up to that point, they had been able to ride on the backs of all these great philosophers up to that time. And there was a lot going on in Europe, you know, as far as philosophy on government at that time.
Right.
And now we've learned 200 years of, you know, what they can grow into. So mm-hmm. we would have to be specific on, you know, the federal government will not regulate drugs. Right. The federal government will not regulate, you know, and just give specific instances where they can't grow in this area, and we'll watch them grow in other areas.
Right. That's the idea, you know. I mean, like, that's a good analogy. We've learned from at the time they did their best, and now we have learned. We've got new philosophers like Ayn Rand, or mm-hmm. Our economist here, and we can now say, look what the problem was there. Let's employ something new. I guess it takes another revolution to get those sort of changes through.
Well, yeah, that's the whole other. That's
I
the
hope not.
Yeah, that's the other important part. Is this all this talk that we're doing here is interesting, but it's going to take a huge paradigm shift. I mean, lots of people listening to Free Talk Live are either shifted or they're in the process of shifting to this new paradigm, this new old paradigm of we want liberty again. But most of America sure isn't. And until most of America is on board with this, we got a lot of work to do, Doug.
I was reading...
Yes.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I guess I'll move to New Hampshire, maybe.
It's the only choice, the way we see it. I was reading Us magazine today.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe it. It was like, vote for which celebrity was wearing this dress the best. And it was, and I can't believe that people.
That's what people talk about.
The girl said,
that they should be allowed to do that. They shouldn't have to worry about what politician is screwing them over.
Yeah, they shouldn't have to, but if they don't, they get screwed over. Thanks for the call, Doug. 800-259-9231. More coming back. This is your show. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Still trying to decide where to spend New Year's Eve? A party around the corner or a trip out of town? I know which way your muffler would vote. When we come back, I'll tell you the verdict. Soft. Strong. Absorbent. That's Scott Shop Towels. I'm Bobby Likas. At Car Clinic Service, we use durable Scott Shop towels instead of oily rags. Whether you're a service professional, like I am during the week, or a do-it-yourselfer, like I am on the weekends, Scott Shop towels fill the bill. Buy Scott Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. Sounds like a great idea to me. Highway travel and in-town driving affect exhaust systems in different ways, so miles on a muffler are not created equally. Over-the-road drivers, you're in luck. Your exhaust will last longer. Why?
mufflers rust out because moisture accumulates in the exhaust, a condition more likely to occur when cars are driven short distances and then allowed to sit. So, low-mileage drivers, check your exhaust regularly. But you long-distance travelers, listen up. When Willie sings, "I just can't wait to get on the road again," he's crooning about your muffler. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Show's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
It's the Tuesday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so plenty of time for your calls. And you can join us online, by the way, at freetalklive.com. We have all kinds of good stuff on there. In fact, we just recently redesigned the entire site. So if you haven't been in a while, you should go to freetalklive.com.
It looks fabulous.
It does look fabulous.
And your gay guy is terrible.
Oh, is yours better?
Yes, okay. Much better.
All right, well, I guess you've got the experience. So,
Mayday. I don't think I like
the right-hand column of the site. There's now a little banner area, right, on the site. We had some banners before, but now they're consolidated all into that one area. And so we're wondering to ourselves, well, what's Free Talk Live's banners worth anyway these days, now that we've got this spiffy new site? So we figured we'd put it up for auction. We figured we'd put our top banner position on the website for 1 month, up for auction at auction.freetalklive.com. It's been under 2 days at this point. It's a 7-day auction on eBay, and we're already up to the bids are up to $75 already for 1 month, and that seems pretty good to me.
It's real good.
Yeah. So if you want to put your personal message, your business, your product, your service up there on our website at the top banner location, go to auction.freetalklive.com to get all the details. That's auction.freetalklive.com. I don't care what unless it's totally offensive, we'll pretty much put pretty much whatever, anything you want up there.
We won't put a porn site up there.
So I said, unless it's totally offensive, we'll put whatever.
I'm amazed by how many hits we have on the website, or how many unique users.
Yeah, 20,000 as of last month.
That's amazing to me.
Not too shabby. Yeah. That's a small town, small city.
It is.
1-800-259-9231. Hey,
and I've worked for other radio stations, and I know what their sites were getting, and
right,
they were trying to drive people there all the time, too. I guess it's because ours is so good.
Well, most of those other radio station sites are more flash and less content. We've actually got a lot of content for you to look at freetalklive.com. So anyway, check it out, auction.freetalklive.com. We were talking about eternal vigilance. It's the price of liberty. We had Doug calling in a moment ago about that. And we referenced the Constitution and the fact that Doug was suggesting that we need to just rewrite the Constitution. He says that we need to make it more strict on the government as far as what they can and cannot do, more defined, because there's some vagaries, there's some nebulousness to our original Constitution, and it's those loopholes, the General Welfare Clause and all these other loopholes that have allowed big government proponents to come in and just wreak havoc on this country.
Well, so one could argue very successfully that our monetary system is unconstitutional currently, right now. So,
I don't know if you could argue that, because the way they kind of stepped around the Constitution is by having the Federal Reserve be a private bank, since it's not a government institution that's issuing the currency.
Well, but a dollar is a unit of measurement, right?
Okay.
At the time the Constitution was written, the dollar was a unit measurement of gold.
Mm.
Do you understand where
silver,
I'm coming from?
I think, but okay.
Gold or silver, depending on how many grains or whatever.
Right.
But it was a unit measurement. And, for instance, they use the term year in the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Year is a unit of measurement. No more can you take a dollar and call it zero, nothing, than you could call it a year. A year's Nothing.
Why hasn't
you
anyone
can't take
ever
a
sued?
Dog and call it a year and make it a year?
Why hasn't anyone ever sued over the Federal Reserve? If it's indeed unconstitutional, why can't you sue about it?
I don't imagine.
Why haven't they?
It's a good question.
Okay, I think the answer is because it's not unconstitutional. Because they have just a sweetheart deal with this business called the Federal Reserve that just prints money like magic for the United States federal government in return for the sweetheart deal.
Well, I don't think that they think that they can win, but I believe
you don't
really,
think who thinks they can win?
That whoever would
oh the file, lawsuit
yeah the lawsuit
yeah but if you don't bring the suit then you'll never have a chance of winning.
I gotta wonder why the suit hasn't been brought.
Okay, maybe someone can answer that. 1-800-259-9231. In the meantime, Thomas writes in. He says, "I agree with Johnson, our Monday Night co-host, about how the Constitution is an outstanding document by itself, but it is just ink on paper, and the people don't care to use it nor obey it anymore. And thus, the country is headed for a fall. For example, in Article 1, Section 9, Clause 8, the Constitution says, quote,
riveting.
No title of nobility shall be granted by the United States. Like, you know, knight. That's a nobility title.
I'm interested in seeing how he says that this has been circumvented.
But the government gives licenses to doctors, lawyers, teachers, detectives, you name it. They license it. In Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1, it says, no state shall make anything but gold and silver coin tender in payments of debts. But the government issues worthless inflationary fiat paper Federal Reserve notes to be legal tender. Although that I would suggest the correction to that is the Federal Reserve issues the paper. Mm-hmm. The government just nods and winks, basically. Congress, Amendment 1, the Constitution says Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech. First, Congress makes many laws concerning what's in the First Amendment. On freedom of speech, the president delegates his so-called free speech zones these days.
Mm-hmm.
If the president's in town speaking somewhere and you want to speak out against him, you have to be a good mile and a half or so down the road in a penned-in zone.
Someplace he can't hear you.
Yeah. Someplace where no media is present to see what you're doing. On freedom of speech, the president delegates free speech zones. In Amendment 2, it says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I mean, you want to talk about tightening up the Constitution. Some of it's pretty darn clear. I mean, shall not be infringed. That's, you know, there's no
the government
bones
will make
about
no
that.
Law.
Right, but in Kansas, Wisconsin, Washington, D.C., Chicago, San Francisco, New York City, etc., that so-called right is illegal. In all these unconstitutional laws, Congress passes them, the president enforces them, courts interpret them favorably, and the people give it their tacit approval. If we use the Constitution as it's intended to, it would work out fine. But the people in the 20th century have bastardized the Constitution, and the results show. I would suggest that the people are just ignoring it. I don't think that the people... Gosh, I mean, we're taught a little bit about it in high school, but beyond that, they don't really, I don't think, have an appreciation for what the value of it
is. I think that the people more or less the people have been poor custodians, and it, not just in the 20th century, but in the 18th and 17th, the 19th and the 18th century, there wasn't much of it left after, 1791 when they
yeah it's been deteriorating over time, so
and it's kind of like a slow roll, you know, it needs to pick up speed as it goes, and it's clipping along real nice right about now, but that's the deterioration of our rights that I'm referring to.
Yeah, you say it, you mean the government.
Yeah,
right. All right, 800-259-9231, your show, bring up whatever you want. Harry in New Jersey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Malich.
Good evening, guys, how you doing?
Hey Harry.
You got time for a political joke?
Sure.
Jokes, okay.
Harry, do not always go over well, so we'll see here.
Okay.
Do your best.
Bill Clinton's invited to an elementary school class for a day to talk to the kids, you know, and ask questions back and forth.
Okay. Is he president at this time?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he asked the question, can any of you kids in the classroom tell me what a catastrophe is? So the first kid raised his hand. He says, I know what that is. So Bill Clinton says, go ahead, tell the class. He says, that's when my little baby brother runs after a ball in the street and gets hit by a car.
That would be a catastrophe.
Yeah.
So Bill says, no, that's not a catastrophe. That's an accident.
Hmm.
So he asks the next kid, I know what that is. That's when a busload of kids in a school bus go off the side of a mountain. Bill Clinton says, no, that's not a catastrophe. That's a great loss.
Okay.
So he says, can anybody tell me what a catastrophe is? So the third kid raises his hand. He says, I know what that is. I know what that is. So he says, tell the class. He says, when you and Hillary in Air Force One, and it gets hit by a missile and goes down in flames. So Bill Clinton says, you're absolutely right. That would be a catastrophe. So the kid says, it wouldn't be an accident. It certainly wouldn't be a great loss.
Thanks for the call, Harry.
Okay, guys.
See you later. 800-259-9231. Jokes, yeah, we'll let them go. But please don't turn this into joke night. Please. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control. 1-800-259-9231.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the show and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got the live streaming there. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version. They're both free. And they're both there for you at freetalklive.com. Manwich, tell me about this judge from Montana, Supreme Court judge, that I guess he came out with a verdict of some sort, and his opinion that came along with that verdict basically labeled the United States as George Orwell land, essentially? What?
Essentially, the title of it is Montana Supreme Court Justice Warns Orwell's 1984 Has Arrived.
Mm.
Pretty scary
declaration. Especially coming from the mouth of a judge, right?
Yep. And a Supreme Court justice,
yes.
Montana Supreme Court justice. Believe it or not, it's perfectly legal for police to rummage through your garbage for incriminating stuff on you.
Yes, it is.
Even if they don't have a warrant or court approval. The Supreme Court of Montana ruled last month the police could conduct a warrantless trash dive into trash cans in an alley built, an alley behind the man named Daryl Plevitt, The cops discovered evidence of pseudoephedrine and naphtha, a solvent with the uses including the manufacture of methamphetamine, and Plevitt eventually ended up in prison.
Mm.
What's remarkable is the concurring opinion of Montana Supreme Court Justice James C. Nelson, who reluctantly went along with his colleagues but warned that George Orwell's 1984 had arrived. We reproduce his concurring opinion in full. Now, it's kind of interesting, his opinion, but he concurs. He goes ahead and concurs. He doesn't really stand for much
courage.
Right. Well, the thing is I do wonder, if you take trash and then put it out on the public easement, how much right do you have to this trash?
You don't.
I don't really feel like
you're giving it up. It's trash.
I feel that way, and that's what he says, too. Let's read his opinion, though. It's stirring. Justice James C. Nelson states, I have signed our opinion because we have correctly applied existing legal theory and constitutional jurisprudence to resolve this case on its facts. I feel the pain of conflict, however. I fear that, eventually, we're all going to become collateral damage in the war on drugs.
No doubt.
Or terrorism, or whatever war is in vogue at the moment. I retain an abiding concern that our Declaration of Rights not be killed by friendly fire. And, in this day and age, courts are the last, if not only, bulwark to prevent that from happening. And you always hear the Republicans railing against courts, especially now that they want to fill
activist
it with
judges.
Blah, 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 blah. And God knows, we wouldn't want freedom.
I wish this guy would have been an activist and voted the other way, but oh well.
Well, I don't know. The thing is,
he ruled on the law, which is the problem. The law is bad.
Well,
and that's what he's saying now.
You would have said that you felt like trash was, you've given it up.
That's right.
So you would have ruled the same way he did.
No, I would have ruled against the case because I don't believe in the war on drugs. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, whatever.
Okay.
In truth, though, we are a throwaway society. My garbage contains the remains of what I eat and drink. It may contain discarded credit card receipts along with yesterday's newspaper and junk mail. It might hold some personal letters, bills, receipts, vouchers, medical records, photographs, and stuff that's imprinted with a multitude of assigned numbers that allow me access to the global economy. And vice versa. My garbage contains my DNA. Like it or not, I live in a society that accepts virtual strip searches at airports, surveillance cameras, discount cards that record my buying habits, barcodes, cookies and spyware on my computer, online access to satellite technology that can image my backyard, and microchip radio frequency identification devices already implanted in the family dog, soon to be integrated into my groceries, credit cards, my cash, and my underwear.
Hmm.
He's seeing it the way we're seeing it, I feel like.
Okay.
I know that the notes from the visit to my doctor's office may be transcribed in some overseas country under an outsourcing contract by a person who couldn't care less about my privacy. I know that there are all sorts of businesses that have my records of what medications I take and why. I know that information taken from my blood sample may wind up in databases and be put to uses that the boilerplate on the sheaf of papers I sign to get the medical treatment doesn't even begin to disclose. I know that my insurance company's employer know more about me than my mother does. I know that many aspects of my life are available on the Internet. Even a black box in my car, or even data recorder, as they're called, is ready and willing to spill the beans of my driving habits if I have an event.
You're right.
Yep. And I really trusted that car, too.
Is that what he says?
Yeah, isn't that? It's a funny opinion.
Yeah.
I also know that my most unwelcome and paternalistic relative, Uncle Sam, is with me from womb to tomb.
Yeah.
Fueled by the paranoia of ists and isms, Sam has the capability of spying on everything, everybody, and no doubt is.
Paranoid. That's a little too paranoid,
yep.
I think. I think a lot of people, and a lot of the conspiracy theorists that call into this show from time to time, I think that a lot of them give the government too much credit. There's no doubt that they can do a lot. I mean, they can search through your garbage, and yes, there are satellites that can see things. But to accredit the government with this omnipotence,
yes,
with this, they can find me wherever I am in an instant, whenever they want. And that's just not the case. It takes them a lot of work.
It's not
it's
so
not
much
easy.
That
they're
the
bumbling.
They
for
have
the, most
the power
part.
To go after. They can laser beam pretty good.
Right.
If they've already got you picked out for whatever reason, they can, you know, just, there's no constitutional restraints really much left. They can go ahead and get you and look through all. Now, if you're just one of the millions, then picking you out of the crowd, very difficult. If they were going to go through every email in America, they'd still be working on October 2001.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be very far.
No, it's not possible. That's a task that is beyond humanity. You couldn't possibly assign enough bureaucrats to monitor people's email like that.
But
anyway,
Sam, of course, thinks it's for your own good. In short, I know that my personal information is recorded in databases, servers, hard drives, and file cabinets all over the world. I know that these portals to the most intimate details of my life are restricted only by the degree of sophistication and goodwill or malevolence of the person, institution, corporation, or government that wants access to my data.
So he's shared, huh?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to come back maybe with more of this. 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control. Is this an Orwellian society? Is this a police state? We're getting there. If not, it's your show, Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with thousands of posts, over 34,000 posts.
It's amazing, 34,000.
It was like 30,000 last week.
So,
and
it's going to be so... Where are we storing all this stuff?
On a server. Posts don't take up a lot of room.
Okay.
Anyway, 34,000 posts, over 700 users on the BBS. It's all free. Lots of good stuff there. Some fun topics, some serious topics. So go check it out. freetalklive.com. We're talking about this Supreme Court Justice from...
James C. Nelson.
Montana.
Yes.
Who basically came out with a pretty scathing opinion about the state of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea that we live in this Orwellian state with all this information being transferred about mm-hmm. you. And some of the examples that he gave were more private information transfers that I don't think are as concerning as the ones that have to do with the government.
He did say that our rights are being taken away by the war on drugs or the war on terror,
yes.
Whatever the war on in vogue is.
Yes, he
did. I really agree with that.
Let's wrap this up.
Here he goes, James C. Nelson. I don't like living in Orwell's 1984, but I do. And absent the next extinction event or civil libertarians taking charge of the government, the former being more likely than the latter.
Oof.
The best we can he thinks that the extinction is more likely than civil libertarians taking charge of the government. The best we can do is try to keep Uncle Sam and the sub-Sams on a short leash. As our opinion states, search and seizure jurisprudence is centered around privacy expectations.
But then he doesn't do it. He says the best we can do is keep him on a short leash, and then he goes and he rules in favor of the state in the case.
I think in this, he's got, in his last paragraph, he sums it up a little bit, and see what you think. That's true, even under the extended protections afforded by Montana's Constitution, we have ruled within those parameters. And, as is often the case, we had to draw a fine line in a gray area. That said, if this opinion is used to justify a sweep of the trash cans of a neighborhood or community, or if a trash dive for Sudafed boxes and matchbooks results in a DNA or fingerprints being added to a forensic database, or results in personal or business records, credit card receipts, personal correspondence, or other property being archived for some future use unrelated to the case at hand, then, absent a search warrant, I may well reconsider my legal opinion and approach to these sorts of cases, even if I have to think outside the garbage can to get there.
Wait, is he saying that he wants a search warrant for garbage or no?
He doesn't want you to be able to use every bit of data in there,
right.
Willy-nilly.
I see.
But he does sort of believe that, in this case, where the guy put the Sudafed, and the...
Whatever.
Norfap or whatever, in his garbage, and the cops were looking at him as a drug dealer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in his case, since it's out on, public right-of-way, okay, I concur.
Interesting opinion. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Jamie Togiso in Kentucky. Jamie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Whatever y'all was talking about scared me to death.
Why is that?
Just looking for your trash.
Yeah, you didn't know they could do that?
My goodness.
I remember when I was a kid, we lived out in the country, and we burned our trash, so that wouldn't be a real problem there, would it?
I'm going to start ripping my stuff up and burning it, whatever.
There you go. Get yourself a paper shredder. You know, if you want to be private, it takes effort. You can't just throw stuff out. You have to think about what it is that you're throwing out. Jamie, I know you had something you wanted to talk about, but now you're going to have to hang on even longer. So hold on. 800-259-9231. We're going to come back with Jamie Togiso in hour number two. This is your show. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. And also on the way tonight, we got a story about protesters outside of the Bush Ranch. You know, George Bush is on vacation right now, but the protesters aren't. They're gathering in mass outside of his ranch in Texas. We'll cover that coming up. It's Free Talk Live.